The World Cup winning Black Ferns have swept the honours at the New Zealand Rugby Awards. Our rugby reporter, Joe Porter.
Co-captain Ruahe Demant scooped three prizes, including the Top Gong, the Calvin R. Tremaine Memorial Player of the Year. The first five, who recently won World Rugby's Women's Player of the Year, was also named Māori Player of the Year and Black Ferns Player of the Year. The Black Ferns were named Team of the Year and Wayne Smith National Coach of the Year. Adi Savia was named All Blacks Player of the Year for a second straight time, while the award for outstanding contribution went to former team doctor Deb Robinson.
The Breakers have fallen to their second straight home defeat and their second loss to the Kings, beaten 88-81 by Sydney in last night's top of the table Australian NBL clash in Auckland. Breakers coach Modi Maoa says his side couldn't stop the Kings' offence at the start of the game.
We didn't start the game with the right intensity. We didn't start the game with the right discipline on defense. We gave up 34 points in the first quarter. That's not something you can do and win against the defending champions.
And the Kings are top of the table with the Breakers second. Australian batsman Manus Labuschagne's third consecutive 100 and Travis Head's rapid century lifted the host to 330 for three on the opening day of the second test against the West Indies in Adelaide. And World Cup news, Spain have sacked coach Luis Enrique after the team's elimination by Morocco in the last 16, with Luis de la Fuente named as replacement. Portugal have denied media reports that Cristiano Ronaldo threatened to leave the national team after he was dropped for their last 16 win over Switzerland, in which his replacement Gonçalo Ramos scored a hat-trick. And England's Raheem Sterling will return to the team in time for Sunday's quarterfinal against France after the forward returned home following a robbery at his home in London. Koinana, pūrongo, hakinikina.